So the name of the Nine Rose, same one as another Indian. One of the Tanoim, who is like the moose for destroying the Mesila. We are in Irvin, and Yud Gimel says, we know that Allah is like Hillel. Can I get Shammai? Why was Hillel Zoycho? The Gemara says Shammai was Mechaviti Tvei. He also had a big yeshiva. As why was Hillel Zoycho? Mishum Shan Vosa. It was an honor. As his Midas and Midas was Zoycho, that Allah is Kibaisai. Now, Avada, it doesn't mean because B'schus he has Midas Taivais, even though he was wrong, he was Zeicha that the Lacha should be like you. It's not the Pshat of the Yumara. Maral is Poshit. Maral explains that you see when a person has Anova Midas Taivais, not only is it a Milo in his Hanhobis, the other Machaveiroi, his whole Oymik in Torah is of another level. A Baal Gaiva, his Svaris, are not the same. It's not with the same Oymik. When a person's an Onav, he's Yerid La Mito Shel Torah more. What was the Shirish? In fact, the Gemara and Shabbos on Lamed Amid Beis speaks about the Gvaldi Anova of Hillel, that there was someone who went to Hillel, and he tried to make him crazy. He came, he knocked on his door on the Shabbos, he was in the shower, he had to come out, and he asked him silly questions, and Hillel answered him with such patience. The guy waited till he went back in the shower, and then Hillel came out again, he knocked on the door, and Hillel was all the patience. What do you want to ask? He treated him nicely, didn't treat him with stolz, he punished, was nice to him. Even though the guy was driving him up a wall. It's very nice to be nice to people when you have a nice interest, but people that drive you up the wall, it's very hard to be nice to. But still, as the Gemara says, Li'olam Dei Adam Anusam Gil. As what was the Shirish of Hillel? Where was his Kayach from? Where did he get his Gevaldiga Mida of Anava? As we don't have a Mufurish Gilui, however, the Maral says, a very interesting point, which is a nice yesod, that you see from the members that he said in Avis, what was the shayrish of his anava. And the Maral goes on to learn from his members, you see how you can come to anava from. Is this what we're going to say now? The Maral doesn't say, but we'll call it Lamanu Mitoiris Maral. We're going to see a member of Hillel, and we're going to tap on to Gevaldiga Shirish of Anova together, which is a real big Shirish in Bein Olam L'Chaveiroi. Hillel says a Mishnah which is seemingly simple. He said that he saw a skull that was in the water, and he said the reason why you were killed is because you killed someone else. And whoever killed you is safely going to be drowned. Mida kinegin mida. As rather on this mission of the Mepharshim are very little, there aren't a lot, because it seems like a very simple yisayah. Mida kinegin mida, pashit a mishnah. However, over here we see a big cloud in life that unfortunately we don't realize, and if we realize the hekif of it, we will act in life very different. The mishnah is teaching us, whatever you do to someone else is going to come back to you. The way you act to your parents is going to come back to you. The way you act to your roommates is going to come back to you. The way you act to your wife is going to come back to you. The way you act to your children is going to come back to you. Everything you do comes back to you. There are people that are very powerful people in the world. They're the head of moistos, they're the head of yeshivas, they're the head of companies, and they don't have rahmanis on the people under them. And sometimes they're husbands. They don't have rahmanis on their wives because they're stronger. They're a man. They're in control. They're on top. And sometimes parents with children. And they think that I could get away with it. The Mishnah is teaching us something very powerful. You can get away with it now. It's geschmack now. But in life, you are going to pay the price. It's gonna happen back to you. If you embarrass people, you make jokes about people, you put people down, or you talk negative about people. You talk negative about family members, you talk members about people in yeshiva, and you go over to people and you badmouth people, it's going to happen to you back. And we always think, him, he's a mushris. It's a mitzvah to speak about it. I have to tip everyone off. Stay away from him. One day, someone's going to speak about you. Him, he's a mushris. Stay away from him. I'm such a sweet, nice guy. This is never going to happen to me. I'm the nicest, sweetest guy. I can't hurt a fly. What you do to others comes back to you. When people come over to you and they annoy you, you really want to get upset at them. If you would think, you could be annoying too sometimes. Do you want people to get upset at you? No. As one of the big shrushim of the Anova of Hillel, is one of the big mistakes people meet in Beinam and Lachaveiro. I'm speaking about him, I'm saying Lashon Hara about him. I'm acting like, but he's terrible. That's never gonna happen to me. The way you act, the way you talk, the way you deal, comes back to you. Mida keneged mida. And Sim Bechush, the Chafetz Chaim said, sometimes it takes 20 years, sometimes it takes 30 years, but it happens. Chavetz Chaim said a story about a person that he saw, he threw out an alman in Yisraelim when they didn't pay him rent. And 30 years later, he had to bury his son with his own head, all he wanted to. And he said, I saw the Mida Keneged Mida. Because it's very powerful that what you're doing happens to you. Hashem Silcha Al Yad Yiminecha is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro too. The way you act comes back to you. That's one powerful lesson. You want to move on to another mission. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai tells us Talmidim, Ezu derech yishara sheyibuloi ha'adam. Look in life, what you want to choose for yourself. And he goes on to discuss midos. V'tzarech bir. What do you mean? I was born a certain way. I was born a sweet guy, a nice guy, a talkative guy. So what do you mean? Ezu derech yishara sheyibuloi ha'adam. However I'm born, whatever the society I lived in, that's who I am. Over here we see a very powerful message. We see a person can choose and make his future. You could mold how you're going to act and how you're going to be in life. It's in your hands. And Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai wanted to teach his Talmidim. So why did he tell them? Why did he ask them? Ezu derech yishara sheyibuloi ha'adam, and leave them answer. He should go, guys, it's important to be like this. I'm telling you. It's much easier. You hand feed the guys. Come on. They wouldn't grow the same way. He was trying to be ma'ir. I could tell you, but the best is going to be if you think on your own and you try to see what's good for you and how you could grow. As he was trying to be ma'ir of them, not that I should hit you and make you grow, but I want the growth to come from inside. You should be looking, you should be searching. How could I steig? How could I grow? There's certain people like, I'm looking to steig in derech ha'limud, which is important and very important. And then there's certain people, I'm looking to steig in midas. I want to know how I could grow. There's certain people like, I'm looking for my future. I want to know what I'm going to be, what I'm going to, panosa I'm going to have when I grow up. And which is also not being lamayan in it. But then who you are for netzach netzachim is not more important. And it's biyotcha the same way. And sometimes it's even more biyotcha. People want to be rich. I don't know if it's biyotcha. I hate to break it to everyone. It's not always be up to be rich. But to have good midas and to be rich with midas toivas, everyone could be. And that's real richness, because that's the person himself. As Rabbi Yechonah was being more of them, Ezu derech yishara shiyibu lo yuhada. Frank's of the Shiloh, what do you mean, Ezu derech yishara shiyibu lo yuhada? I have to open up a whole Mesilas Yishare, a Shari Tshuva, the 613 mitzvahs. I have to do everything. Because there's so many good ideals. Like one day I hear Shmuz on Shmiras HaLoshen, wow! One day I hear Shmuz on Vayimoyin, wow! The next day I hear Shmuz on Torah, wow! I love it, there's so many great ideas. What do you mean, Ezu? What's the idea that a person has to chop on? Zabder being a Yaina, a big Yisoid on this Mishnah, and Rabbi Ruchim took this Yisoid and made it wow. Now, Leishor used it also, he learned by Rabbi Ruchim, but he got it from Rabbi Ruchim, who got it from this Rabbeinu Yaina. Zabder being a Yaina, from this Mishnah, you see, when a person works on one thing, it's a mafteach for everything. It's not like we do. I have to focus on 613 and all the homicidios yesharim, so I give up before I got started, because how can I? It's too much. Work on one thing, but work on it very strongly. And that's the mafteach for everything else. Rabbi Ruchim added that every person has one mid inside of him where he's strong in, where if he works on it, as then, they'll bring out all his other good nakudas. Now, the point of Rabbi Ruchim, when he added it on there, Rabbi Yaina, was we all have inside good. Rabbi Yechon Mitzaka was Ezu Derech Yishara Shiyiba Lai Hadam. He didn't tell everyone, because everyone's Oilam Umlai. Everyone has it inside of him. Everyone could steig. Everyone could go, if you're looking to. Aleph. You have to want to be. And then each one said something else, each one was answering, he was right. Even though at the end he says, but each one has a nekuda of MS, because every person has his angle, his nekuda. And it's not only with the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, it's with every Bachur sitting here. Everyone has his angle, his steiging, his nekuda primius that he can grow from. But the Ikar is to look, to enhance, and if you hop on it, it could be a mafteach for a lot. Oh. As what did he say? Interesting, he says, Nekudas bin Adon Chaver, Ayin Toiva, to want good for others. Human nature is he thinks about himself. Even if he's good to others, it's a business deal. Because I want people to be good to me, so I'll be good to them, they'll be good to me. Like I had one chassan teacher that used to drive me up the wall. He used to tell us his chassan teaching, when he taught, was, okay, if you do this, your wife's going to be good to you. If you do this, your wife's going to... This is the trick in marriage. You do this, your wife's going to be good to you. I'm telling you, you can have great shalom bayis, she's going to make for you good food, she's going to take care of you. Do this, this is the secret. Compliment her. Do this, this is the secret. Why did the guy drive me up a wall? Because he's training to be a selfish behavior. And he's teaching me the whole time, I should be good to someone today that they should be good back to me. As what is he teaching me? Not to care about her, not to love her, just to be a selfish human being. You want to have a good marriage, you want to have good food, you want her to be good to you, do this. Wow, that's my chosen shmooze. And unfortunately, it wasn't only my chassan choice. As I asked, what's the pshat? He said, because Bachram Bizman has said, that's how you have to talk. If you're going to say, be good to her because you should take care of her, they're not going to care. As you have to say, if you want a good marriage, you want her to be good to you, as then they'll listen. Is he right? Is he wrong? I'll leave you guys humble. Abu Lamaisa is definitely a step above it. Nothing to talk about. And that's an ayin toiva. I want good for someone else. I really care. It means a lot to me someone should have good. We live in a dar that so many people, when they see someone successful, it pokes their eyes out. They can't forgive yet because they want everything for themselves. They're very self-centered. As what helps us work on our midas is start getting used to a basic, I'm happy for him. I'm happy he has it good. I want him to have good. Ayin type, chaver type, Zakr Beinu Yain, an interesting pshat. Train yourself to be a chaver type. We always thought chaver type means have a chaver type, and there's some Rishayin that learn that way. But the Beinu Yain says, Lefi my pshat, it's teaching you, teaching, teaching Amidus, be marvel yourself to be a chaver type. Be marvel yourself to be a shachin type to your roommates. Care about them, don't wake them up when they're sleeping, don't talk on the phone late. Be a good person to other people. Shetei delecha, if you work on these things, you're going to be a nifladika husband, and honestly, your wife's going to be a nifladika wife back. Not that you should do it because of it, but if you're going to be a real good husband, for sure. Kachazet, kimayim panim al panim, kim leivah, possible, for sure. But the problem is, when you do it for yourself, she's going to see right through you. That's what the Chassam teacher did not tell me. And he made a terrible mistake. There was once a husband that his wife had a birthday party. So what did he do? He went out and he grilled steaks for her birthday party. Why? Because he loves steaks. She's on a diet. Yeah, but she's in the five towns. She only eats celery. Yeah, she's on a diet. She has to be skinny like a leaf. But when he did it, he was like so excited. He came to his wife like, oh, I'm making this party. I went out. I got steaks. Do you see what I did for you? And he bought her a present. He bought her a huge TV screen. Now, he loves to watch football on a huge screen. She, like, okay, she does the gym a little bit, but, like, you know, she'd be survived with the small, you know, computer screen. She's okay. But he bought her a present. And he was like, don't you? My wife didn't appreciate the party. She didn't appreciate the present. Why? Because, amazing nothing. Women are not dumb. They see right through. And you know something? Men are not dumb. No one's dumb. Unless a guy who's like really into his covet, him you could always fool. People that are really into covet, you just do khalifa and they're on the sky. But other people that are down to earth, yeah, you can't. But Lamaisa, it's such an important yisoid in life. Ezu derech yishara shigibu halara. You could choose in life to have a good life. A life of Gan Eden. They asked once the wife of a mashkiach from the Alter Dor, what did she have to say about marrying such a tzaddik? She said, Chaye Gadim. The midos, Yishmak. Tamidei Chachomim anigrim chaverim. The good friends. The Grader Ralph Hertzko, I give him credit. He had problems in his business. He spoke by the mayor at dinner and he said something so powerful. He said, when you start to have problems by business, plus you lose a lot of friends. I lost a lot of friends. But there are certain friends that I keep. Rabbi Yaman Kalbach. He stayed my friend in and out. Because he's an MS at Talmud Chacham. Yeah. Was so powerful. You know, when you're on top, everyone's your friend. When you go down, he's not so down, but still not what he used to be. But it was so powerful to hear a man say it and speak it out. Yeah, he said over this Pirush Mishnah, you see how true it is. Anyway, as the Rebbeinu Yain is giving us the Mafteach to Chaye Gan Eden U'ul Ben Adon L'Chaveh. And that is, you could choose your future. You could choose to have a beautiful life. You could choose to live a life of burying people and being buried, drowning people and being drowned. Or you could choose a life of being good to people, and people will be good to you. As Ezu Derech Sheyidvak Loi HaAdam, Ayin Toy, Chavet Toy, Shachin Toy, Leif Toy, to stop being mad with yourself every day, to be a good person to others, to want good for people, one mice a day, and you'll have a different life. It's a nifadika yisoid, this Rabbeinu Yoina. Ba'oi zot the Rabbeinu Yoina, it doesn't only help you in chesed, in every angle of avoidus Hashem, and even in your Torah, you're going to be a different person. It's a shlemus ha'adam on a whole different level. As Ezu Derech Sheyidvak Loi HaAdam, so interesting. Pick one thing, work on it, and it's the mafteach for everything. As they picked this, you could pick something that you feel is your own personal if you want, but the idea is to work on something, pick something, and grow. As Hashem, Hashem should lead every one of you that tries to steig and grow, to find the Derech HaToiva VaYofe. If you try, Hashem's gonna take you. Then you should have Chayi Gan Eden, Moilam Hazer, Bez Hashem, Lachas Kamo Vekam, Chayi Toivim, and Netzach, Netzach.